about it, that, mm-hmm. you know, that it could be benefiting them. So here's a great, you know, window into that, a great avenue down that to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you missed this giveaway, James, we're, you know, at our tent, at our program on noon, the one that's on Facebook Live today, mm-hmm. the second Wednesday of each month, we're going to give away some other things. So we haven't gotten the details of that yet, but, you know, tune into Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can win a couple things today. I mean, you know, just enjoy the learning and the adventures with us.
I win every time I get to talk to you guys. So I'm already a winner. I'm already lucky, and our audience is too. And we really do appreciate you guys being with us. As far as stopping by there and getting in on this and this great giveaway that you guys are doing right now and everything, head on over to 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call anytime at 423-3120. Be sure to follow them on social media. Anything else that you guys want to mention before we let you go?
Just happy spring, everyone. Stay safe, enjoy, and we'll catch you next time.
Yeah. Well, we will talk with you too real soon. We appreciate you both so very much. You guys take care and tell everybody over there we said hi.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks to you, too. A big, gigantic, universe-sized thank you to Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Appreciate them and the whole gang over there at Family Natural Foods. Again, follow them on social media. They're over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Get on over there and get in on this giveaway that they got going on and see some of the other great things they have available for you. We're going to take a break and come back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320 WFHR.
Battery power made by steel. From trimmers and mowers to chainsaws and blowers, steel battery tools are exactly what you need to tackle your to-do list. Whether you need to maintain your yard or completely transform your landscape. Shop online for the Steel AK Homeowner Series starting at just $199.99. Pick up at over 10,000 local steel dealers. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
Lights, cameras, action! You can be WFHR's Star of the Day with Culver's. We'll play a line from a famous movie, be the first to call in with either the name of the actor or character who said the line or the name of the movie. And you win two value baskets from Culver's of Wisconsin Rapids. You can even act out the line live on the show. Join us Fridays for the chance to win free Culver's, being WFHR's Star of the Day.
Listen Fridays between 9 and 10 a.m. for Star of the Day right here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies in store for today with rain likely, possibly some thundershowers into the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Then for tonight, lingering showers and storms in the evening will drop back to a low of 35. Gradually decreasing cloud cover on your Thursday, mid to upper 40s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, lots of sunshine, upper 30s near 40. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It is 47 in Stevens Point, 49 in Marshfield, 48 in Wausau, and 51 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 10th, 2021, 10:33 on the clock for you. Your host, James J. Mayloff here, getting ahead of myself a little bit. We've got a great set of guests in with us right now from Encourage. We have Christy Rauter-Egge, Encourage board member and WCHD with us. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being with us. And also Christopher Gash joining us from Encourage. We want to thank Chris for joining us as well. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I didn't know if you knew I would be on the call. I thought I might surprise you in the.
It was still. I found out about 5 or 10 seconds ago, so it was still a surprise. It's always good to talk to you, man. Thanks so much for joining us, both of you. Really do appreciate the time, and especially with what we get to kind of talk about today, which is certainly at the forefront of so many people's minds, the COVID-19 vaccine update that we're going to be able to talk to about today.
That was exactly what we had in mind, and Christy, of course, gets to wear multiple hats in many ways with the number of things that she's involved in, and we're so fortunate to have Christy working with us on the Encourage board. And over the last several months, as you well know, James, we've been sharing our Encourage time here on WFHR with other organizations in the community, wanting to just give that space so that people can connect whilst we've all been sequestered in many different ways. Mm. And clearly the vaccine is squarely in many people's minds, and we know that the fine folks at the Wood County Health Department have been working tirelessly over the last year now to get to this point where we can talk about a vaccine, because I think back to a year ago and the uncertainty and the question marks that just surrounded everything. It sort of felt like a conversation about a vaccine was just was unthinkable at that point. And now here we are. Not to say that the year has gone quickly, but we know that there's been a lot of work and a lot of science and a lot of a lot of heavy lifting on the parts of folks like the health department to make sure that we can get access to the vaccine, that it's distributed efficiently, and we just are so fortunate and grateful to have an organization like that here in the community working on behalf of all of us.
Well said, Chris. And it's also, you know, something that I feel like we all went down that road with you when you were describing that there, because for a while there, a year ago around this time, we weren't even talking vaccines yet. And then a couple months after that, we all had this hope in our mind and being told, well, there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, but none of us could see that light. Now we are finally seeing that light, but we are not there yet. I keep describing it as if you hit a home run, you've got to touch all four bases. You can't hit a home run and then just go right back to the dugout. You've got to touch all four bases. We are rounding second. We're in a good place. We're doing better, but we have there is still work to be done. And it's part of the reason why it's so important that we have people like Christy here. Chris, you know you're one of my favorite people. I loved any chance to talk to you. But I do want to take a second to thank Christy for not only the time, but everything you and everybody over at the Wood County Health Department has been doing to help us get to this point and going forward here. So big thank you to you, Christy, and thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you both for just the kind words. You know, we're doing our jobs, and I think I speak on behalf of all of us at the department. We're thankful we have a job, and we're thankful to be able to do what we can for our community, for people living right here. You know, a lot of times we see the national news or even, you know, state news, and it's hard to always know what is really going on locally, and that's our role, really, to be able to provide people with factual information that's happening right here in our community, and hopefully people know that we're a resource. And so at any point, we're available for a phone call, an email. You know, our entire staff is happy to step in and help. And so I appreciate all the kind words, and I am right there with you in just really the new day that we're in. Thinking back to a year ago, we didn't know what the year held for us, right? And I think many of us thought this was like going to be 2 weeks or a month or maybe through the summer. And obviously we're still working through it, and it's going to take a while, but we are at a place now where we can talk about the fact that we do have a number of folks in Wood County who are protected already, who have received, you know, both doses of the vaccine that we currently have available to us, which is the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine. Johnson & Johnson is on its way, but we don't have any of that. We haven't gotten any of that here at the health department. And it's such a relief to know that families can feel good about knowing that their loved ones are protected, especially some of their elderly loved ones. And so it is a great day. It is a great day.
It is. And we have all the reason to be positive right now and have some positivity in the air. But there is, again, still work to be done, and we don't want to lose sight of that and everything. And there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about with you today, Christy. We'll start off getting into the drive-through vaccine clinics and such. But before we touch on that, just since we have this opportunity to talk to you, it's one thing when I'm on the air and I'm encouraging people to still get tested. I'm just a radio announcer, but I'd like to hear them to hear from you why it's important that people are still getting tested for COVID-19 and why that data is so important for not just our medical field, but everybody in general.
Yeah, thank you for that point. You know, it's still just as critical as it was early on in the pandemic, that if you are symptomatic, that you go in and get a test either at one of our local healthcare providers or that you call the health department so we can coordinate getting you a test. Tests are very non-invasive. The tests that most that are being done in our communities are just the nasal swabs. And it is important, you know, first of all, if you happen to have been in contact with someone who has COVID-19 and then you become symptomatic and have it, the sooner you know, the less chance that you will spread it. And we know that this can spread even to healthy individuals and even to, you know, the majority of our population. So that's a huge part. But from a medical perspective and even a public health perspective, for us to be able to know what the actual surveillance is in our community, what is the, you know, you can't say for sure exactly what from a data standpoint based on the test, but we do have algorithms and ways to make good estimates as far as what the disease spread is looking like in our community. And it does help us make decisions and help provide guidance around our mitigation levels and what we're recommending as far as what's safe for people to be doing moving forward. And so as we, you know, as the weather gets warmer, begins to get warmer, you know, we're right at prom season's right around the corner and graduation and weddings. And, you know, we're constantly talking about those things as a department, wanting to make sure that we're providing the best guidance. And if we don't have a good idea of what the disease surveillance looks like in our community from testing, it's very hard to give proper guidance to people and to really make sure that the virus isn't spreading. And so Absolutely, still get tested. It's still important. We have ample access to testing, to test. And our national, we no longer are doing the National Guard testing on Wednesdays. And we made that decision last week to stop doing that because we had such few people getting tested, which in many cases is a good sign. But and our health systems partners are able to handle all the testing calls that they've been getting in. The health department still does have a program and a grant that we do with some of our local school districts, so families are able to have their students or their children tested if they're symptomatic and if they, you know, come to school and they present with symptoms, which really saves families the stress of having to then call and drive and, you know, get a test somewhere. You can do it right there before the kid leaves the school. But we were seeing a decrease in the need, which means that we've all ramped up enough and changed our processes to be able to adequately serve the populations that are in need of a test. But, yes, thank you once again. It is still vitally important that you get tested if you're symptomatic.
And just real quickly, so is today the last day that you're doing the free COVID-19 testing, or is it not even not going on today either?
It's not happening today either.
Okay.
And we did push out some information on our social media, but yes, it's not happening today any longer.
Okay.
And just to
wrap up the point really quick, because this is one of the things that I keep seeing over and over again from the people that I talk to in the medical field that are so much smarter than I am, that you know, we, as common as the word COVID has become for all of us over the past year and all these things, it is still a very new thing. And we need all the data we can get on this. It's important for us to get data on cancer. And cancer has been around forever. But all that data is incredibly important, let alone with something like this that is a bit newer, and every bit of data, every piece of it is going to help not only our you know, people like Christy and people over the Wood County Health Department and us as citizens, but the scientists that are working on not only a vaccine, but the future vaccines and the future of whatever, you know, 10 years from now might come around the corner and this sort of stuff. So it's also helping them with preventable things. It's just important. We'll just leave it at that. It's important. Get tested if you can, especially if you're feeling symptoms, still get that. And please get the shot when it is your time. And speaking of that, Christy, well, can we talk about the drive-through vaccine clinics that are currently happening in Wood County throughout the health department or through the health department?
Yes, absolutely. And so we have two locations currently, and these locations are they're not first come first serve. These are locations where we actually call and schedule appointments for people who have either called our office or signed up through our interest form, which I'll talk through in a little bit more the details of that process after I go into the newly eligible groups. But our two locations for folks just to be aware are in the north part of the county. We are partnering with the Marshfield Fire Department, and we do have drive-through lanes at their department, which has been working incredibly well, and they have been wonderful partners. And so a lot of times we do give people the option of once we call them of where they want to go, but there is a location on the Marshfield in the north end where we are doing drive-through Folks don't even have to get out of their car. They drive in, they have a mask on, they get vaccinated, and they leave. It's really as simple as that. They need to be monitored for 15 minutes before they can drive away, but it's really quite a nice, smooth process. And on the south end, we're currently partnering with the Alexander Field, the airport hangar in Wisconsin Rapids. And so that has been also been an incredible facility to be able to utilize. We honestly have learned so much and have been so fortunate to be able to utilize that hangar. And so those are the two locations where we are currently doing vaccinations. On the south end, we are looking for a new site potentially. We're very cognizant of the fact that the airport gets busier in the summer, and so we really want to make sure. We appreciate so much their willingness to work with us and let us use that site, and we also know that we need to be good stewards for our community, and so we're actively looking for that. So watch in the future for a change of location for us and where we'll be doing our drive-through clinics in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Yeah, you and I are going to talk off air a bit, Christy, because I've been thinking about this since the vaccinations started going out and we started seeing around the country people opening up, the sporting areas and things like that. This isn't my building, so I can't speak for it, but I would think that our building is set up pretty perfectly because we've got exit, entrance, all kind of just drive through. It's almost like we have a drive through kind of thing all set up. So we'll have to talk. We'll see if we can help at all with that. But I do want to get into the new eligible groups with you. We're going to have to take a quick break and we'll come back with that if that sounds good to you guys.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse
osmosis to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies in store for today with rain likely, possibly some thundershowers into the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Then for tonight, lingering showers and storms in the evening will drop back to a low of 35. Gradually decreasing cloud cover on your Thursday, mid to upper 40s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, lots of sunshine, upper 30s near 40. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It is 47 in Stevens Point, 49 in Marshfield and Wausau, 51 here in Wisconsin Rapids, where we have Morning Magazine. We are joined by Christy Rutter-Egge from Encourage and Wood County Health Department, and also we have Christopher Gash with us from Encourage. Thank you both for being with us again.
Happy to be here.
Christy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christy, I know we were going to get into new eligible groups. Is that where you wanted to start?
Yes, that would be great.
Our radio announcers on there. No, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to find a light note. I apologize, but please go ahead.
In the future, James, that part is eligible.
See you soon.
I do appreciate that. This has, as I'm certain folks are, aware of the challenges by which vaccine distribution takes place and the challenges and barriers and all of the things. So our vaccine does come from the federal government into the state of Wisconsin, and the state of Wisconsin is doing really an incredible job of based on the vaccine that they get, of making sure that they're distributing that out to all of us in Wisconsin who are enrolled vaccine providers. And I do not envy them. They have a difficult job, and while there are days that I'm frustrated when we don't get the number of doses that we request, I know that there are a lot of people across the state that are looking to be vaccinated and a lot of vaccinators requesting vaccines who are not getting their full allotment. So I just want to commend everything that the state is doing and how carefully and calculated
And they are really pushing these vaccines out to ensure that the people who are most vulnerable are having access to them. You know, initially, while we have limited vaccine supply, and then as supply increases, that more and more people will have access to them. And so with that being said, you know, we do have a quite a large group of folks that are now eligible. As of March 1st, the state released an additional eligible group categories. So prior to that, we did have folks in our frontline healthcare personnel, those residents of long-term care facilities, police and fire personnel and correctional staff. And we also had adults age 65 and older that were eligible to receive vaccines. And Wood County, we are working through our interest, those who had inquired and to receive a vaccine from us, and we're still working through our 65-plus and those that I had listed previously. But we are close to being able to open it up to these additional eligible groups, and I know some healthcare providers have already been opened them up, as well as we've been making plans with some of our school districts and childcare centers. So the most recent eligible groups that have been released, and again, that was on March 1st, includes education and childcare staff, and those staff include staff that are at both that are regulated childcare, and staff that are at public and private schools, as well as those that are in out-of-time school programs, so YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, things of that nature.
Okay.
Another category that was recently made eligible is individuals that are enrolled in the Medicaid long-term care program. So these individuals, this does not mean that those insured through Medicaid are eligible, but specifically members of the Family Care Partnership, participants in the IRIS program, children ages 16 years and older that are either in the Katie Beckett program, that are in the Children's Long-Term Support Waiver program, in the Children's Community Options program, in the Children Come First, the Wraparound Milwaukee, or the Children in Medical Complexity program. And then we do have some public-facing essential workers, such as 911 operators, public transit, and some grocery store employees that are now eligible as well. And this category includes utility and communications infrastructure, public transit, like I mentioned, and then the food supply chain. So thinking about agricultural production workers, such as farm owners and other farm employees, critical workers who provide on-site support to agricultural operations, food production workers such as dairy plant employees, fruit and vegetable processing plant employees, etc. Retail food workers such as employees at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations that sell groceries. And then folks that work in hunger relief, so people who do charitable food distribution, community food and housing providers, social service employees who are involved in that food distribution and emergency relief. And then we do have non-frontline essential care personnel that are also now eligible. And so that includes public health, emergency management, cybersecurity, healthcare, critical supply chain, with production, manufacture, distribution of vaccine, and then those that are in support roles, such as cleaning, HVAC, refrigeration, and really anything that's critical to a health system functioning.
Okay.
And the last group, I'll take you one more minute, is those who are connected to facility staff and residents of congregate living settings. So thinking about employer-based housing for elderly and people with disabilities, shelter, transitional housing, and those incarcerated individuals.
If people want to see a full list of the people that are going to be in this next rollout, is there a place they can find that?
There is. We are working on updating our Wood County website, but that's not currently updated. It hopefully will be today or early tomorrow. But the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has a page specifically dedicated to this that is COVID-19, am I eligible for the vaccine? And there are a breakdown of all those that are currently eligible and in the priority order. So we do need to stay in priority order based on what the state is telling us. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's certainly, for all of our well-being, And certainly so many of, you know, when we're looking especially at this first group of people, I keep focusing. It's certainly important. All the people in that first group are important, but the 65 and older, that where this becomes so much more of a deadly game, then is so vital that we get them vaccinated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the great news is that a lot of people, a lot of elderly folks have been vaccinated. I should have looked at the data, but I know as of last Friday, we had over 50% of our population 65 and over that were vaccinated in Wood County, which is great.
Yeah, that's really pretty good. And that's a big tip of the hat to the community, to everybody out there who is making the, you know, doing their best for their community and getting these shots. And we appreciate all of them for doing that. We've got about 4 minutes left of show. Christy, what would you like to focus next?
Yeah, so I guess one of the things I want to talk about is probably most important is just keep connected to the Wood County website. We'll be releasing information about when we will be allowing the next eligible group to fill out our interest form. And our interest form is really how you get on our list to receive vaccine. We then call and make appointments. And so that's something to just be cognizant of and be watching our website. If you go to Wood County, you'll see a little less than halfway down on the main page, there is a orange bubble that really is how you get to our COVID-19 information. And there's a bubble within the bubble, and it does say vaccination information, and you would want to click there. And so just continue to be in the loop about when we are releasing additional opportunities for people to get vaccinated. We have been requesting over 1,000 vaccines. Doses per week, and we've been getting around 200. Some weeks we've been getting 100. So we do request doses based on what we believe our capacity to do is. And we actually do believe we can do more than 1,000 per week. But even at that, there isn't enough vaccine in the state to give everyone the allotment that they're asking for. And so that is why it is taking longer. That is why you know, there's a lot of due diligence behind our process and really trying to get people on the list and then be in touch with them. So continue to follow the Wood County website or Wood County Facebook page, as well as, you know, press releases. All of our local media have been really great at getting information out that I send to them. So, and the last thing, there's two really quick things I wanted to touch on here. The CDC did release new guidelines. The state of Wisconsin has not yet adopted them. They are currently reviewing the recommendations, and they will be making a determination on whether Wisconsin will implement in the near future. But I wanted to touch on those guidelines because I know some people, you know, heard about them and were wondering if and when Wisconsin will be moving forward with them. And these guidelines are in regards to people who are fully vaccinated and what activities they can safely resume. And so there is for people within your household, if you're fully vaccinated, you can be indoors without wearing masks or staying 6 feet apart. When you visit with unvaccinated people from one household indoors without wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart, if everyone in the household is at low risk. So, you are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving your last dose. And so that's when we believe your immunity is at the best it can be. And we are still learning, like you said, James, all the data that we're gathering every day, whether it be about people who have tested positive for COVID or those that have been vaccinated, this is all part of the process of us learning and knowing how effective the vaccine is and treatments and all of those things. So it's all really important.
Mm-hmm. And every bit helps. And keeping up to date on these things is so vital. So, again, go to their website, co.wood.wi.us. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. You guys do a great job of getting that information on Facebook as well. And your social media accounts really do appreciate the hard work that you're doing, not just with getting this information out there, but obviously behind the scenes and all the other things that are going on over there with the department. Thank you so much for the time. Chris, it's always good talking to you. I want to thank you and the gang over at Encourage so much for setting up these interviews and giving us an opportunity to talk to people like Christy, like you guys always do every time. Every time I see that you're coming up, I'm excited because I know we're going to get to talk to somebody that's going to be a fun conversation and informative. And I appreciate that out of Encourage and all of you guys over there. So thank you for that. And thank you to
We're certainly happy to be here. Thank you.
And a big thank you again to Christy and all the work that you do, certainly with Encourage, but with the Wood County Health Department. Please, you and your staff, say hi to everybody over there for us. You guys stay safe and strong and keep up the great work.
Will do. Thanks, James.
Thank you. And we'll talk soon. You guys take care. Again, a big thank you to our friends at Encourage, and specifically thanks to Christopher Gesch and, of course, Christy Router-Eggy for joining us today. We'll talk with them again real soon. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Over the Back Fence after CBS News on AM 1320 WFHR.
Down credit card debt, afford rent, too.
The bill also extends unemployment benefits at $300 a week, provides aid to reopen schools, and supports state and local government. And it includes a tax credit for parents of up to 30.